BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A new political council tasked with filling the leadership vacuum in Haiti has been appointed. It follows months of escalating violence that's seen criminal gangs seize control of the capital, Port-au-Prince. Will Grant reports.
The 9-person council, 7 of whom will have voting powers, must first be sworn in. There is some speculation that that could take place in the besieged National Palace, which has been under a barrage of gunfire for several weeks as powerful street gangs continue to hold a tight grip over the capital, Port-au-Prince. Once the members are sworn in, they will need to choose a president. The panel will also select and share power with a replacement for the outgoing Prime Minister, Ariel Henry. One of the main gang leaders, Jimmy Cherizier, has already said his group will not lay down their weapons unless they have some kind of voice at the negotiating table.
A former US ambassador has been sentenced to 15 years in prison by US federal court in Miami. 73-year-old Victor Manuel Rocha pleaded guilty to spying for Cuba for over 4 decades. Here's Sanjay Dasgupta.
A naturalized US citizen originally from Colombia, Victor Manuel Rocha began his double life as a Cuban covert agent in 1981, the same year he joined the US diplomatic service. He rose through the ranks as a career diplomat, ending up as the U.S. ambassador to Bolivia and an advisor to the U.S. military command responsible for Cuba. It was one of the longest-running infiltrations of the U.S. government, which is why the presiding judge Beth Bloom told Mr. Rocha she would give him the maximum penalty permitted by law and handed down a 15-year prison term and a $500,000 fine.
The US Vice President Kamala Harris has blamed Donald Trump for the loss of abortion rights in Arizona. Her comments followed the Arizona Supreme Court's decision to impose a total ban on the procedure, upholding a law enacted 160 years ago. Speaking in Tucson, Ms. Harris said the former president wanted to take America back to the 19th century.
During his campaign in 2016, Donald Trump said women should be punished for seeking an abortion. And now, because of Donald Trump, more than 20 states in our nation have bans. Now, because of Donald Trump, 1 in 3 women of reproductive age in our country live in a state that has a Trump abortion ban.
A new study has found that rates of sterilization spiked after the US Supreme Court's decision. Researchers from the University of Pittsburgh School of Public Health found that the rise was both higher and more sustained for young women than for men. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. The United States and Britain have announced bans on the trading of Russian-produced metals on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and the London Metal Exchange, two of the biggest of their type in the world. The US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the action would reduce Russian earnings while protecting America's partners and allies from what she called unwanted spillover effects. A court in Ecuador has ruled that the arrest of the country's former vice president, Jorge Glass, last week was illegal, but said he must remain in jail due to his previous convictions. Mr. Glass, in prison for corruption and facing fresh charges, was detained during a controversial raid on Mexico's embassy in Quito. He said he'll appeal. Consumer price rises in Argentina have slowed for a third consecutive month, though annual price inflation still remains staggeringly high at almost 290%. But the price increases in March were lower than the previous month. President Javier Milei devalued the currency and introduced tough austerity and cost-cutting measures. Tributes have been paid to the Italian fashion designer Roberto Cavalli, who's died at the age of 83. The singer Taylor Swift hailed his contribution to her looks, while the actress Jennifer Hudson said Cavalli had made the world a more beautiful place. Ella Bicknell looks back at his life.
He was the fashion designer from Florence who unapologetically championed excess and glamour. Roberto Cavalli's flamboyant designs made him a regular feature on the red carpet, first in the 1970s with Sophia Loren and Brigitte Bardot, and later the likes of Victoria Beckham, Jennifer Lopez, Zendaya and Taylor Swift, that's to name a few. He was never a minimalist, pushing extravagant prints from snakeskin to leopard, the animal kingdom always his biggest inspiration.
BBC News.